Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mainly clear, a low of 57. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says an investigation the last few weeks revealed one of three occupants in a home on Ketterhagen Road in the town of Burlington that caught fire and blew up was responsible for the deaths. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Karko.
Evidence showed removal of an LP gas line in the basement led to the explosion after flames had been observed by witnesses. One of the victims, 17-year-old Nicholas Chalkin, died from a gunshot wound to the back of the head. 41-year-old Craig Lambert and 43-year-old Kimberly Howe had a domestic dispute after years of living there together. Howe and Chalkin, her son, had been staying in a motel for a time just to get away from Lambert, who'd been kicked out. Howe went back to the address that day to ensure that Lambert was packing to leave. A news release says the exact events may never be known, but the evidence points to Craig Lambert as being responsible for the fire and the explosion and all three deaths. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
A now 15-year-old Racine boy accused of the shooting death of his girlfriend last year entered a plea of not guilty this morning. Keller McQuay, who is facing charges including first-degree reckless homicide as an adult, waived his right to a preliminary hearing. He has also been charged with possession of a firearm by a felon and possession of a short-barreled rifle. McQuay is accused of the shooting death of his girlfriend, 14-year-old Vista Jackson, which occurred in McQuay's mother's home last September. His attorney's attempt to have the case heard in juvenile court were rejected last month. McQuay is next scheduled to appear in court July 15th for a pretrial conference. The Wisconsin Court of Appeals has issued a temporary stay to Racine County Judge Alan Torhorst's order allowing placement of a convicted sex offender in a Kenosha County home next door to a family with a small child. Judge Torhorst denied a motion last week seeking to stop his order, allowing the placement of 53-year-old Michael McGee in the town of Wheatland. At a hearing yesterday, he also denied a request from an attorney for the county to stay his order while it's appealed. State officials claim they were unable to find suitable housing for McGee in Racine County, where his offenses occurred. The judge's order has been criticized by Kenosha County officials, Sheriff David Beth sending a letter to his counterparts across the state, accusing state officials of lying about the placement. McGee was convicted in 1987 of second-degree sexual assault and burglary for raping a woman after breaking into her home. A proposed amendment to a sanitary sewer repair project would have the city of Racine paying almost $349,000 for inspections, sewer lining, and some lateral reconnections along historic brick College Avenue south of 14th Street while saving those century-plus pavers. During the Public Works and Services Committee meeting, DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen said it would be an addition to a previously approved $1 million contract for sewer lining, and the work would have to be done rather quickly.
We are going to have to do some point repairs where we're going to have to do some limited excavation in that street. So to be able to do this sooner in the summer when we're not going to be at risk of having that street opened up late summer, early fall, we believe it's in the city's advantage to modify this existing contract.
The aging sanitary sewer needing attention led to a meeting earlier this year with residents, the mayor, and staff, and concerns by homeowners about potentially losing their brick street. An update meeting with residents will take place Thursday to explain the contract amendment. The latest housing numbers from the Wisconsin Realtors Association seem to bear it out. New evidence of a strong housing market in the state.
We had sales that were up about 8.8% compared to April of 2015. So definitely a solid performance on the sales volume front. And then when you look at the median prices, they were up about 4.9%.
WRA economist Dave Clark says a median priced home in Wisconsin is now $162,000 based on the first 4 months of this year compared to 2015. In the southeast corner of the state, it's $163,000, up 5.2% from a year ago. Anyone seeking political office in Wisconsin in the fall election has to file the necessary paperwork by 5 o'clock today. Voters will be deciding just a few local contests like district attorney in both Kenosha and Racine counties, but mainly legislative contests at the state and federal levels from Assembly to U.S. Senate. Any challenges to nominating paperwork are due by the afternoon of June 6th. Primary elections, if needed, will take place on August 9th. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.